I want to share briefly with you tonight how to handle your giants. Look at the promise of God for you. Jeremiah chapter 15. 7 verse 17. Jeremiah 15. Jeremiah. 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 Verse 17. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers. Listen to the Bible. Nor rejoice. I sat alone because of thy hand. For thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Look at verse 19. Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return then, will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the veil, thou shalt be at my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto these people a fence brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Somebody should jump and shout. I said somebody should jump and shout. Somebody should jump and shout. How do we fight the war greater than us? What I want to deal on tonight. Give way to God. Say clear. When your problem is bigger than you, say clear. When your problem is too big for you to solve, say clear. Because if you don't stay clear, the devil will take advantage of your ignorance. Many Christians have died in practicing faith because nobody taught them that lack of knowledge is a destructive thing. God's word said, my people are destroyed. Not for stealing, not for adultery, not for fornication, not for robbery. God's people are destroyed by the destroyer for lack of knowledge. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And what is the knowledge of that we are talking about here? Look at what Jesus did at the cross. When he found that the Lord was bigger than him, he agreed to be hanged there. He spread his hand. They nailed him. They crucified him. You are carrying your cross too much. I pray God will tell you what I'm saying. Don't try to carry your cross. Give it to God. If you are wise, stay clear for God to step in. Somebody should ought to shout for that. Look at the covenant. First of all, look at what Jeremiah said. He said, I'm not a member of the team of mockers. I didn't join those who call on that brother's name and say, did you hear what happened to him? No. No. I pray that you will understand the type of man I am in this ministry, in this church. Follow God, follow Jesus to Gethsemane. That's how to be a father. Jeremiah said, oh God, I want to repeat verse 17 slightly. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers. Where people say, are you still in that church? Jeremiah said, when you are in such an assembly, don't look for me. I will not be there. When people ask you, are you still shaking hands with that prostitute? He said, don't look for me. I'm not an elder in the assembly of the mockers. Somebody say, amen. No. And look at the covenant of God for you. Verse 20. And I will make thee unto this before a fence brass. Brazen war, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. Somebody ought to shout. Listen to what is taking place there. I will make. The reason many of you have too many scars because you are fighting for yourself. I asked God when he said to me, go home to Africa, when I came to America. Every church, in those days when I first came to America, my church was under a hot. You know hot? Hot. Bushel. How can we describe it for Americans to understand what I'm talking about? No floor, no window, no roof, nothing. All like under mango tree. Then God brought me to America. I saw power. Oh God. And that was the first time, 25 years ago, I heard this song. Oh Lord my God. When I know some wonder, consider all the world I have made. I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy part you hold, the universe display. Then says my soul, my faith. Hallelujah. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then says my soul, my faith. Your God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. I was already 11 years in the ministry. I've never seen a building like this in my country. I came to America, how great thou art. Everything beautiful. Everywhere, shining, marble floor, rock at the church. In my country, red clay. And people said to me, you have such anointing, stay here. And God said, go home.
I said, God, what am I going for? The last salary I received, the last money I was paid by the church before I came to America, was $7 for 30 days. Now, I go to a church in America, they give me $200 in one Sunday. What I make in 2 years. In those days. And my flesh said, hallelujah. And the Lord said, hurry, hallelujah. Hurry, hallelujah. Say that with me, hurry, hallelujah. Did you hear what I'm saying? I carried my Bible, I went home. Where are you going, baby? The Lord said, hurry, hallelujah. Can you help me say that? I went home. I got home with $120 and my Bible. First service I had, God said, drop it in the offering. I said, that's all I brought. He said, put it there. Put all. I dropped it. I began to cry. I pray that one day you give up and you cry when you finish. I said, if you do what I say, you will turn the ministry to come and see. I said, with what? Ah. Put your hand in your chest and say, my God. Say it loud. Say it louder. My God. Do you know sometimes God forced you to say amen when you know you didn't mean it? And when the pastor comes on Sunday and say, hey, well, raise your hand and say hallelujah. You know you are not happy. But somebody says, jump up, you know you have no problem. Jump up and say hallelujah. Jump up. Say hallelujah. You have no problem. But you know that you have problem. That's what God was doing to me. He was testing my confidence. I said, God, that's all I brought from America. He said, put it in the offering. What of tithe? No, all. Half? No, all. To tithe? No, all. I put all. Today! If you come to Africa, God have used me in 25 years to put up properties of $500 million. From zero to surplus. From who are you to how are you? I went home. I heard what God said. Go home. I said, back to monkeys? He said, yeah. Back to scorpions? Yeah. Go change it. Abraham changed the destiny of his nation. Moses changed the destiny of his nation. Joshua changed the destiny of his generation. You go do something. Do you know what? Those whom I sent when I arrived home, they are now American citizens. Do you know that not one of them, of 214 that I have sent, that refused to come back home? Not one. Obedience of God will give you testimony. Stop allowing yourself to be bruised and wounded. Let God. I will. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, I will make thee unto these people a fence-brazen wall. and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee, and deliver thee, says who? The Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked. Somebody say amen. You know what we are used to? We try to avoid the wicked. God says, that's not your job. It's me. It's me to deliver you. It's me to safeguard you. It's me to protect you. It's me to provide for you. It's me to make you what I want you to be. It's me to do for you what you want, what you are trying to do for yourself. Let me do it for you. I said, open churches. Debbie, Sister Debbie was there when our contact for the people, I said, we build, whether big or small, Church of God Mission is building 2 churches a week now. We are planting 1 church a day. And 90% of noisemakers in America, you know what they do? When they try to pastor, they fail. They become financial teachers. When they try to pastor, they fail. They become miracle workers. I teach you how to turn $10 to $1 million. Find out what he did before he started doing that. He failed. Find out. Check. Don't just read people's books. Read your life. Find out. Find out. All those money they raise, how many poor they give it to? How many orphans they sponsor? How many schools they build? How many hospitals? You come to Nigeria, when I say we have hospital, I'm talking of hospital. You can see the doctors and see the patients, and the doctors at the end of 30 days, I say, brother, God bless you. Here you are, $200. They jump up. Medical doctors, surgeons, they dance for $200. Why? That's what God did. But the good news is, they eat, they ride car, they live in home, they have 4 children, they go to school. With what? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. The just shall live by faith. We fight for you. And when trouble come, I will deliver thee from the hand of the wicked. Someone say hallelujah. God is a deliverer. God is a protector. He said, I will spread my wings and make you like a brazen wall. So when they are looking for you, they can't find you. Somebody say yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are by exposing yourself to wounds because you are not hiding under God. You are looking for a gun with bullets. The Bible says, by the arm of the flesh, you will not prevail. American preacher has 5,000 members, who have 100 security agents. Because he doesn't believe in God's protection. I will deliver you. Somebody say amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy. You don't know how to call the Deuteronomy, you can just call it dethrone all my enemies. In Washington today, I He was giving me a test. He said, God has given me a car. I said, how much did you pay? He said, I paid nothing. Oh, God, in Africa, you can't get a car unless you pay for it. If you say to somebody in Africa, that's my car, it means it's paid totally. Nobody give you 1 month more to finish paying. If you say, this is my house, it means it's paid for. Here you can say, that's my home, you have no penny. Mortgage your soul, mortgage your head, mortgage your leg, mortgage your nose, mortgage your breath. Everything mortgage. Mortgage you, mortgage clothes, mortgage coat. Mortgage. You know that people have computer Bible now because they can't read.
Come on.
They say, turn to Jeremiah, they just bring the machine out. Very soon you shall have computer prayer. Ooh, la, la. God said the tall ones, the land you are trying to occupy now, people greater than you came here. But those who knew God succeeded them. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Do your best to use faith to substitute your strength. Use God as light to substitute your darkness. Let everybody boast of how strong they are. You boast of how in God I trust. Every time you hear the Lord, David say, the Lord is the strength of my life. Every time you hear the David say, he that abideth under the shadow of the Almighty, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Go and abide. The Lord is our refuge. The Lord is my refuge. A very present help in a time of trouble. God is not tranquilizer. Do you understand my English? He's not tranquilizer. He's a hiding place. It's your fortress. It's your shield and buckler. When you learn to use them, we sing a song in Africa. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into us. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into. Yes, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on now. Come on. The name of the Lord.
A strong tower, the righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord is
a strong tower, the righteous run into it. And they are saved. Let the people.
to be. The best place to be. Under the canopy of the Lord. Hiding place. Hiding place. Hiding place. Hiding place. So said David, I was once the captain of the Israeli army. Try my coat, try my shield, try my sword. David said, no. He said, try it. So David went inside. The sleeve of Saul's coat was bigger than the whole body of David. So he said, I have not proved this. I'm not used to this. And the king said, how did you kill lions? He said, they came and I went after them. They came first, then I followed. The Lord God slew them for me. That should be your boast. How strong you are in the name of the Lord. Say somebody, how strong you are? How mighty are you? I'm not hearing. Are you afraid? How strong are you? How great are you? How powerful are you? How strong are you? I wish everybody would be able to say that. The Bible says it was the sword of Goliath David pulled to cut his neck. How can you tell scientists that 5 small stones killed giants? It's not possible. Mathematically, it's not possible. How do you tell a banker that 5 loaves fed 5,000 men, beside women and children? It's not possible. How do you tell a man who is highly educated that a widow lived 1,000 days with a little cup of flour? How do you tell an oil driller that one bottle of oil filled all the drums in the city? They will say, you are a fool. But when you tell a man of faith, for with God all things are possible, then you are making sense. Two friends were arguing. One of them said, Moses passed through the Red Sea with 2 million people and they were not drawn. The Lord separated the water from the land. The scientist said, because that day the water was 4 inches deep. So the Christian said, that God must be great who used 4 inches deep water to kill 3 million soldiers. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Somebody say hallelujah. I believe in the God of miracles. Verse 12. The whorings also dwelt in Seir before time. But the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead. Is that in your Bible? As Israel did unto the land of his possession, for the Lord gave unto them. Somebody say amen. Verse 17. Now the Lord spake unto me, saying, Thou art to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, destroy them not, nor meddle with them. For I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Amorites called them Zazumins, a people great and many and tall as the Anakim. But
But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and do it in their stead. Lift your right hand and say, Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Every giant you face from now, bring God in, send yourself out. Financial giant, come in, Lord. Marriage giant, come in, Lord. Ministry giant, step in, Lord. Heart giant, oh God, come inside. Try from today to let God do your battle. Try from today to let God give you a new song. Try from today to stay clear. Try from today to say, God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. He said, but the Lord, O Ramayakata, but the Lord. When I didn't know what to do, my baby, the Lord. When I look at my pocket, there was nothing. When I dream and no way to interpret my dream,
but the Lord.
How do you become a winner without fighting? How do you become wealthy and working so less? How do you ride Mercedes car when your salary can't buy tire? How do you live in a beautiful home when your income is so small? Am I talking to somebody? Push God in the front. Faith is more than fasting. Faith is more than fasting. Faith is more than 40 days and 40 nights. Faith says, God, thou knowest. Jesus, what do you do with this bitter drink? Not my will. Your will be done. Moses, what do you do with 3 million Egyptian soldiers behind you? The Lord God shall fight for you. For the Egyptians which you see now, you shall see them no more forever. Why? Because the Lord shall fight for you. There's only one time my life queried me. My wife always queried me. Why do you love sinners like this? Don't you think they will stain your career? That's why I'm here, to be stained. You know what Jesus said at it? At what the time 5,000 crowds followed him. He said, who touched me? He didn't say who stained me. The Bible says he was bleeding.
with incurable bleeding. And when she touched him, she was healed. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" He didn't say, "Who stained me?" Preachers today, we see somebody sick coming. What I've seen in this nation, thank God I'm not here. When they want to preach faith, they preach it for believers. If you are really a faith preacher, why don't you go to prison? Why don't you go to a drunkard section in the city? Why is it that every church in America is in an air-conditioned building? If you believe in suffering. Why is your seat so comfortable?
Use the name of the Lord as your defense. Clean your heart. Purify your life. Live a clean life before God. Live a holy life before God. Then say, "God, I'm hiding under you." So that when the Anakins come, when the Jebusites come, when the Hittites come, when the Zenzumins come, oh Lord, when the Moabites come, is anybody hearing what I'm saying? When these great people, Paul, as the Anakims, when they face you, so you can say, "God, handle them for me." Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Learn how not to handle them. Because the Bible says, "But the Lord God destroyed them." God, the Lord, "But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them, and dwelt in their stead." Are you hearing? The wise will escape, the giant will die. Matthew 17:2, the Lord gave me a scripture verse I put in almost all my letterhead. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Ecclesiastes 9:18. Wisdom. Anytime you obey God, you succeed. God told me, "Go build Bible school." I said, "With what?" He said, "With me." I said, "Pardon?" He said, "With me." "Go look for the land." "No money." "Go look for it." We found the land. "Start the building." "No money." "Leave it for me." I told you I would build my church. Oh God, the man talking to you tonight, "I've never gone to Israel. Everything God has ever asked me to do is what I have no ability or sense or skill to do. But there's none that has not been sensible. And there's none that has not been successful. For one simple reason, the name of the Lord. The strong tower. You want to win, put God on as your glove. You want your dream to be realized, be willing to enter the pit so that your brethren will think you are dead. Let them go home and celebrate your death and give your coat to your father and say, 'Animal ate him.' But 17 years' time, let them come and lie flat before you.
And you say, my name is Joseph. We thought you died.
No. The Lord preserved me for posterity.
It's not you that sold me.
It's God that took me.
You put me to a pit.
I came out. I went to Potiphar's house.
Potiphar's house wife took my second coat
and put me in prison. Today, look at my throne. Somebody say hallelujah. Allow God to fight your battle.
But the Lord destroyed them
and made Israel to succeed. I thank God for the word of God. The Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Stand to your feet. Father, I thank you.
Though the giant may be there on the way to hinder, God will surely give us victory.
We stand upon your word.
I ask that you bless every man and woman, every boy or girl, every human being here tonight that came by faith and facing giants. I command every part of the enemy to be destroyed. That battle in your marriage, in your health, your body, your business. That giant, the Ekim, the Zemakims, the Mobites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Philistines. Every giant you face today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command them to bow. That the Lord will utterly destroy them before your face. Ipamahaka Surebadan. Yerekomo Seyeka de Bedo. Bando Yebok Baba Broke Sezalaria.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. If you are a child of God, say amen. If you believe in what you have said, just say amen.
Redemption Hour comes to you from the Church of God Mission International, Incorporated, Benin City, Nigeria. For further details, prayers, and counseling, write Bishop Margaret Idahosa, Box 60, or PMB 1314, Benin City, Nigeria.